Let us first turn to Genesis chapter 28.
创世纪的二十八章。
Genesis chapter 28.
二十一节。
Verse 21. Verse 21. So that I come back to my father's house in peace, then the Lord shall be my God.
二十节。
Verse 20. Then Jacob made a vow, saying, If God will be with me and keep me in this way that I am going, and give me bread to eat and clothing to put on.
这里雅各许一个愿。
Here Jacob made a vow.
就是他跟神的关系、啊、
This is his relationship with God.、
如果神与我同在
If God will be with me.、
在我走的路保护有我
And keep me in this way that I'm going.、
看顾我生活的需要
And give me bread to eat.
使我平安回来我父亲的家
And clothing to put on so that I come back to my father's house in peace.、
那我就以耶和华为我的神
Then the Lord shall be my God.、
这个二十节雅各许愿、啊、神若就是有一个条件
Here Jacob made a vow saying if God there is a condition here、
就是我在生活中能够体验到这一些那我人生的结论就是神要做我的神
If I should be able to experience all of this then the conclusion of my life shall be the Lord shall be my God、
信仰本来是没有条件的
Actually faith should be without conditions、
但是雅各这个许愿、啊、是他、神向他显现的一个回应
However, Jacob's vow here is a reflection、a response to God's appearance to him、
就是在二十八章从第十节
Which is recorded in chapter 28 verse 10 onwards Verse 10 Now Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran
这里说雅各出了别示巴向哈兰去
Now Jacob went up from Beersheba.
这是雅各一生漂泊的开始。
This is his moving in his whole life.
别示巴是他的父家所住的地方。
His father's house was in Beersheba.
那哈兰就是他要漂泊的地方。
Haran was his a place where he had to move to.
雅各的人生在二十八章是最低点的，最低潮的。
Verse 28 depicts the lowest point in Jacob's life.
为什么?
Why?
因为他的哥哥要杀他。
Because his brother was about to take his life.
然后他要离开最爱他的妈妈。
Then he was going to leave his beloved mother.
那什么时候会回来呢?他也不知道。
When is he going to come back? He didn't know.
那他一个人要往前行。
He was going to move forward on his own.
所以这是最低点的一个时刻。
Therefore, we can see these are the lowest points in his life.
有时候我们信仰生活也会遇到一些低潮。
Sometimes in our journey of faith, we also come to meet with lowest points.
我们感觉到很孤单。
We feel that we are extremely lonely.
感觉到很无助。
We are helpless.
感觉到前途茫茫。
We cannot see our future.
我们不晓得怎么办。
We do not know what to do.
但是在二十八章的十六节
However, in chapter 28, verse 16,
请说，请读。
Verse 16, Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it.
十七节。
Verse 17, And he was afraid and said, How awesome is this place! This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven.
这里啊，雅各睡醒说，神真的在这里，我竟然不知道。
Here Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, Surely the Lord is in this place, and yet I did not know it.
因为他走向旷野。
Because he was heading toward the wilderness.
那好像都没有遇到人啊。
It seems that he didn't see anyone.
在那个地方啊，神竟然与他同在。
However, particularly at that place, the Lord was with him.
所以他以为他一个人，其实还有一个看不见的神跟他同在。
Therefore, he thought that he was alone. However, there was a God that he couldn't see.
所以他就感叹啊，这是何等可畏的。
So he was exclaiming, "How awesome is this place?"
这是神的殿，这是天的门。
This is the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven.
所以我们人在最低潮的时候
，Therefore, when we are at a low point in our lives,
如果能够感受神的同在
，when we can experience the abidance of God.
或者对神的应许有信心
or when we have certain faith toward the promises of God
那就是我们的盼望
that shall serve as our hope
那就是我们的力量
that shall serve as our strength.
所以人最低潮要度过去，需要神。
Therefore, when we are about to go through the lowest points in life, we need God.
那经历过低潮，对神有经历之后，我们对神的感受就会有不同的结论。
After going through our lowest point in life and experiencing the abundance of God, then we can have a better understanding to God.
所以二十八章我们刚刚读的，这是对神的一个期待。
Therefore, in chapter 28, it depicts the expectation of God.
如果神这样做，那我就要以主为我的神。
Jacob was saying, if God shall do this, then he shall be my God.
好，那我们先看48章，现在雅各漂泊过了，回头过来看这一段生活他怎么结论。
Then now we shall turn our attention to chapter 48, after Jacob moved about, and what kind of conclusion did he have?
出埃及记的48章。
Exodus chapter 48.
不是，创世纪48章。
Rather, Genesis chapter 48.
四十八章的十五节。
Genesis chapter 48, verse 15. Verse 15, and he blessed Joseph and said, God, before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac walked, the God who has fed me all my life long to this day.
这里啊，雅各给约瑟祝福。
Here Jacob was blessing Joseph.
就是在他人生已经最后的一个阶段。
At about the last breath of his life.
所以到四十九章雅各就离世了。
So in chapter 49, Jacob breathed his last.
那他给约瑟祝福的时候，他这样说。
When he was blessing Joseph, he said.
愿我主亚伯拉罕，我父以撒所侍奉的神。
God before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac walked.
那就是一生牧养我直到如今的神。
The God who has fed me all my life long to this day.
所以他现在回顾，他发现神一生在牧养他。
Now he recapped and he understood God has been feeding him all his life.
这就是他的体验。
This is his experience.
神不但是存在的。
Not only did God exist.
而是神好像牧人在牧养他。
But God was a shepherd to him who fed him all the way.
那他在二十，我们刚刚读的二十八章那个祈愿，对神的心愿其实神都成全了。
Actually, in chapter 28, Jacob's expectation and hope toward the Lord, God has accomplished all of those.
所以他说他是牧养我一生的神。
Therefore, now he said, "The God who has fed me all my life."
这个神就变成他的神了。
This God has been his God.
那神变成他的神，就是经历过一生的体验。
In order for God to be his God, he need to experience God all his life.
所以圣经说神是亚伯兰的神、以撒的神、雅各的神。
Therefore, the Bible mentions God as the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
我们有时候我们是第二代信仰、第三代信仰或第四代信仰。
Sometimes we are second, third, or fourth generation believers.
我们回想我们前几代的。家人都有很多体验。
When we think back on how our families experienced so many miracles from God.
所以我们看到很多这个年纪大的信徒一生抓着神不放。
We have seen many elderly members that have grasped hold on God and would not let go.
即使要离世的，他心里念念不忘的就是天上的神。
Even to their last words in this world, their last words are mentioning about God.
神真的是他们的神。
God has truly become their God.
那神要怎么变成我们的神？
Then how shall we have God to become our God?
就是需要从雅各这样在生活，特别在困难当中去经历神。
We have to learn how to experience God through our difficulties just like Jacob.
那我们就知道神真的是我们的神。
Then we can understand that God truly is our God.
我们看不见他，他天天在牧养我们。
Though we cannot see him, but he is protecting and feeding us every day.
我们看哥林多后书。
Let us turn now to 2 Corinthians.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
哥林多后书的第一章。
2 Corinthians chapter 1.
十二节。
Verse 12. Verse 12, for our boasting is this, the testimony of our conscience that we conducted ourselves in the world in simplicity and godly sincerity, not with fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God and more abundantly toward you.
这里说不靠人的聪明，乃靠神的恩典。
Here it says that we do not rely on our human wisdom, but through the grace of God.
就是我们在世界上做人。
This is how we shall conduct ourselves in the world.
前面有加一句神的圣洁跟诚实。
In the beginning, it says it's based on the simplicity and godly sincerity.
那再看二十节。
Then we see verse 20. For all the promises of God in Him are yes, and in Him, Amen, to the glory of God through us.
这里说神的应许不论有多少，在基督都是是的，也借着主耶稣也都是实在的。
So for all the promises of God in Him are yes and in Him amen.
所以我们的一生啊，圣经里面有很多不同的应许。
So throughout our lifetime, God has given us so many various promises.
就好像神向雅各显现。
Just as God has appeared to Jacob.
说我是你祖亚伯兰的神以撒的神，然后我要将你躺卧之地赐给你跟你的后裔。
Saying that I am the God of your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and I shall give you the land in which you are lying upon.
就是重新再告诉他，我跟你的父亲、你的祖父所立那个约，我要实行在你身上。
Which means God is reinstating one more time that the covenant I have with your fathers, I will have it with you.
所以神牧养雅各一生，就是因为他与亚伯兰立约。
The reason why God has fed Jacob throughout his lifetime is because God has made a covenant with Abraham.
然后把这个约的福气一直传给他的下一代。
And he has given the blessings of the covenant throughout all the generations to come.
今天我们在受洗的时候与神立约。
Today, when we are baptized, we have a covenant with God.
所以哥林多前书在提到圣餐里那个血，这是立约的血。
Therefore, in 1 Corinthians, when it refers to the blood of the covenant,
就是我们受洗的时候跟神立约。
This means that when we got baptized, we have formed a covenant with God.
这是爱的约。
This is a covenant of love.
也是等于属灵的婚约。
It is also a spiritual, marital covenant.
我们要享受他的爱，他的恩典。
We are going to enjoy His love and His grace.
所以受洗的时候，这个应许神丰盛的恩典，这个应许就要给我们。
Therefore, when we got baptized, the fullness of His grace, this promise is going to befall upon us.
那现在等待我们的就是在生活中不断的去亲近神，来体会神。
So what awaits us now is that in our daily lives, we continually to experience God and draw near to God.
我们先来看那雅各怎么体会神。
Let us now examine how Jacob experiences God.
为什么说以后神变成他的神？
Why is it that in the future God has become his God?
我们从三十一章来看。
Let us refer to chapter 31.
在三十一章我们看到雅各在拉班的家住了一阵子。
In chapter 31, we see that Jacob has stayed in Laban's house for a while.
那过了一段时间他就想要回去。
After some time, he wanted to go back.
那我们先看三十一章的第一节。
Let us now turn to chapter 31, verse 1. Verse 1. Now Jacob heard the words of Laban's sons, saying, Jacob has taken away all that was our father's, and from what was our father's, he has acquired all this wealth.
第二节。
Verse 2, and Jacob saw the countenance of Laban, and indeed it was not favorable toward him as before.
这个地方我们就看到在三十章的末了其实雅各就已经非常的富有。
At the end of chapter 30, we see that Jacob has become exceedingly prosperous.
所以四十三节。
In verse 43,
三十章，雅各极其发大，得了许多牛羊、群仆、骆驼和驴。
Genesis 30, verse 43, thus the man became exceedingly prosperous and had large flocks, female and male servants, and camels and donkeys.
好，那现在三十一章就看到拉班的儿子在论断雅各这个财物从哪里来。
And now in chapter 31, verse 1, Laban's sons was judging, where does Jacob's wealth come from?
说雅各把我父亲所有都夺去了。
saying Jacob has taken away all that was our father's.
并借着我父亲得了这一切的荣耀。
And from what was our father's, he has acquired all this wealth.
可见啊，对雅各来讲，这个不是很好的评论。
It can be seen that this is a negative comment towards Jacob.
他跟雅各的儿子住在一起，当然很辛苦，因为雅各儿子说是你把我父亲的财产都夺掉了。
Of course, this is also very difficult for Jacob's sons to experience because these people were saying that your father has taken my father's wealth.
那变成雅各是他家的一个威胁。
Jacob has become a threat to their family.
那拉班本身呢？
And what about Laban himself?
我们看第二节。
We see verse 2.Verse 2, and Jacob saw the countenance of Laban, and indeed it was not favorable toward him as before.
那拉班的气色向他也不如从前。
Laban's countenance was not favorable to him as before.
其实在29章的15节。
Actually in chapter 29, verse 15.
当雅各到了拉班家的时候。
As soon as Jacob reached Laban's house.
拉班对雅各说，你是我的骨中的我的骨肉。
Laban said to Jacob, because you are my relative,
然后岂可白白服侍我呢?
Should you therefore serve me for nothing?
所以他对雅各其实态度不错。
Actually, Laban's attitude to Jacob was quite favorable.
那到31章的时候,气色就不如从前。
But when it reached chapter 31, we see that his countenance was not favorable anymore.
可见这个拉班对他也态度也改变了。
We can see that Laban's attitude to him has changed.
所以我们就可以看到，神在看一件事情啊，跟人在看一件事情常常不太一样。
Therefore, we can see that a person's eyesight toward something is different from how God sees something.
那当然人神看的才是准的。
Of course, God's point of view is the best.
比方说在约伯记里面。
For example, in the book of Job,
约伯受到很大的患难。
Job experienced such great trials.
三个朋友来就说你一定犯很大的罪。
His three friends made the conclusion saying that you must have sinned greatly.
所以你今天才会这么大患难。
Therefore, you have encountered such a great trial today.
约伯就跟他辩论。
Then Job countered back saying,
其实在那个看不见的灵界里面。
Actually, in the spiritual realm,
这个约伯患难的原因已经决定了。
The reason of Job's tribulations has been determined.
那发生在这物质界里面，人没有办法了解神。
When it comes to the physical realm, human beings cannot understand God.
所以人就用自己的理性去推。
So man will derive from their own logical thinking.
或者用神学去推。
Or from theological theories.
你一定犯罪，所以你才会今天这个结果。
You must have sinned, therefore you have ended up like this today.
那在这里，到底为什么雅各能够得到富有呢？
So why is it that here Jacob was able to acquire so much wealth?
我们看三十一章。
We see chapter 31.
三十一章的第五节。
Chapter 31, verse 5.Verse 5, and said to them, I see your father's countenance, that it is not favorable toward me as before, but the God of my father has been with me.
我们再看第七节。
We read again verse 7. Yet your father has deceived me and changed my wages 10 times, but God did not allow him to hurt me.
Okay. 然后第九节。
And then verse 9.So God has taken away the livestock of your father and given them to me.
那到最后雅各自己的结论，他今天这些骆驼牛羊啊。
So in the end, the conclusion of Jacob regarding his camels and donkeys.
是神把你父亲的牲畜夺来赐给我。
Were that God has taken away the livestock of your father and given them to me.
为什么？
Why?
因为第七节。
Because of verse 7.
这里说你的父亲欺罔我十次改了我的工价。
Your father has deceived me and changed my wages 10 times.
可见拉班是一个不好惹的一个人。
We can see that Laban was not a person that you want to offend.
他头脑很聪明。
He was very shrewd.
他能够想办法怎么利用雅各，但是又改他的工价。
He knew how to make use of Jacob and change his wages.
那雅各怎么办呢？
Then what is going to happen to Jacob?
所以有时候一些现实世界里面，我们常常发现别人好像占我们便宜。
Therefore, in our practical daily lives, we often see that many people are going to take advantage of us.
那我们怎么办呢？
But what should we do?
所以第七节，
in verse 7,
下半节，
the latter portion,
神不容他害我，
said that God did not allow him to hurt me.
然后神把你父亲的夺来赐给我。
Then God has taken away the livestock of your father and given them to me.
所以对雅各来讲，这一些富有都是神赐的。
Therefore, to Jacob, he understood very well that these wealth were given by God.
所以我们就可以看到，我们活在世界上，要从人得到恩宠，还是要从神得到恩宠。
Therefore, we can see that in our daily lives, are we going to take again the favor of man or favor from God?
从人得到的恩宠，要看人的脸色。
When we want to gain favor from man, we shall have to endure their facial expressions.
而且这个恩宠有时候会消失。
And we know that their favors sometimes will diminish.
有时候带条件。
Sometimes they carry with them conditions.
这是很难过的。
And this is so saddening.
但是如果得到神的恩宠。
However, when we obtain God's favor,
神在无形中，在我们看不见的地方，他可以做一个调整。
Obliviously, God has made some adjustments in the aspects of our lives that we do not see.
若神要给我们，神有他的方法。
When God is about to give us, He has His ways.
所以没有人挡得住了，像雅各一样。
Just like Jacob, nobody can obstruct God's ways.
所以我们就知道，一生当中最重要要有神同在。
So we understand very well that in our whole lifetime, the most important thing is to have the abundance of God.
有神同在，什么都不怕。
When we have the abundance of God, we fear nothing.
所以在三十一章。
Therefore, in chapter 31,
第五节。
Verse 5, and said to them, I see your father's countenance, that it is not favorable toward me as before, but the God of my father has been with me.
这里特别讲哈，虽然你的父亲向我气色不如从前。
Here it mentions specifically saying that your father's countenance was not favorable to me as before.
但是我父亲的神向来与我同在。
But the God of my father has been with me.
一生追求神的同在就没有错了。
Therefore, throughout our lifetime, we will not go wrong if we continue to seek God's favor.
教会也是一样啊，教会如果追求神的同在就没有错了。
In the same way, the church should be likewise, the church should continue to pursue God's abidance.
神的同在，恩典就很丰富。
When God abides with us, then we shall be prosperous.
神的同在就充满着荣耀。
When we are filled with God's abidance, we are filled with glory.
所以神与我们同在，
when God abides with us,
什么都不缺。
We will lack nothing.
不会忧愁，不会忧愁，也不害怕。
We will not be weary or worried and or fearful.
所以从雅各的一生，我们可以看到他是蒙神恩宠的一个人。
So from the life of Jacob, we can see that his life is full of God's favor.
好，那我们现在再看三十一章。
Now we refer back to chapter 31.
雅各想要回归他的故乡。
Jacob wants to go back to where he came from.
那雅各要回他的故乡他就用逃的方法。
When he wanted to go back to where he came from, he was running toward it.
请看二十节。
We refer to verse 20.
三十一章的二十节。
Chapter 31, verse 20. And Jacob stole away, unknown to Laban the Syrian, in that he did not tell him that he intended to flee.
二十一节。
Verse 21. So he fled with all that he had. He arose and crossed the river and headed toward the mountains of Gilead.
雅各很怕拉班。
Jacob was so afraid of Laban.
怎么办？半夜逃走。
What is he going to do? He fled in the night.
但是半夜逃走，拉班也知道。
Even so, Laban knew that he was running away.
所以拉班就追来。
So Laban came toward him.
那后来这个拉班没有害雅各。
Later on, Laban did not hurt Jacob.
为什么？
Why?
也是因为神与他同在。
It is also because God was abiding with Jacob.
好，我们看第回来三十一章。
We take a look again in chapter 31,
的二十九节。
Verse 29. It is in my power to do you harm, but the God of your father spoke to me last night, saying, "Be careful that you speak to Jacob neither good nor bad."
这里本来的雅各说，我有能力要害你。
In the beginning, Laban wanted to hurt Jacob.
但是神对他说，你不可与雅各说好说歹。
But God spoke to him in the night, saying, "Be careful that you speak to Jacob neither good nor bad.
所以是因为神同在，所以雅各才能够平安的离开。
Therefore, it is because of God's abundance that Jacob could leave that place peacefully.
所以我们看到人的计划跟神的带领。
We also see the plan of man that is intersecting with the guidance of God.
如果人的计划没有神的带领，这个计划也很难行。
Though man may have plans, but if God does not guide, then it is hard for us to execute our plans.
约瑟在监牢里面。
When Jacob was in the jail,
他替一个酒正解梦。
Joseph was in the jail. He was interpreting the dreams.
他就跟他讲
of a cupbearer.
你出去的时候你一定要纪念我，跟王遇到王的时候替我讲讲情，让我也能够出去。
He was telling this cupbearer, once you go out of jail, can you please tell the Pharaoh to release me out of this prison?
结果那酒正出去就忘记了。
As a result, this cupbearer did not remember his words.
那后来约瑟是怎么出去的？
But later on, how did Joseph come out of the jail?
还是神用一个机会让他出去。
It is also because God gave him another opportunity.
所以这一些体验都告诉我们我们一生在最重要要靠神。
Therefore, through these experiences, this let us know that throughout our whole lifetime, we need to rely on God.
所以箴言里面在说不要依靠自己的聪明。
Therefore, in the book of Proverbs, it tells us do not rely on your own understanding.
在一切事上要认定他。
Trust in the Lord in all your ways.
然后他必指引你的路。
And acknowledge Him, therefore He will direct your paths.
有很多地方就告诉我们不要靠人，要靠神。
In many places, it tells us that we have to rely on God and not man.
那为什么神会带领雅各很平安回去？
Then why did God lead Jacob to peacefully go back?
我们再回来看三十一章。
We return again to Genesis 31.
三十一章。
Chapter 31.
第三节。
Verse 3. Then the Lord said to Jacob, "Return to the land of your fathers and to your family, and I will be with you."
这里说你要回到你的父亲那里去，我要与你同在。
It says, "Return to the land of your fathers and to your family, and I will be with you."
那这句话其实就是在旷野神向他显现所说的话。
Actually, these are the very words that God has spoken to him when he was in the wilderness.
28:15.
In chapter 28:15.
我要跟你同在，无论往哪里去，我要保佑你，要带领你回来，总不离弃你。
Behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go and will bring you back to this land. I will not leave you.
然后一直到我成全向你的应许。
Until I have done what I have spoken to you.
所以现在神既然叫雅各要回去。
Therefore now that since it is God's will for him to return.
这是神的旨意。
This is God's will.
所以神就看顾他。
Therefore, God protected him.
在他没有计划得到，他自己做不到的，神就看顾他。
Beyond his plans and what he could ever imagine, God accomplished it for him.
所以有时候我们常常听一句话说，变化赶不上，计划赶不上变化。
Sometimes we may hear the saying that our plans may not catch up to the changes.
真的是这样。
It is true that way.
再怎会计划，有一些事情超过我们计划的，也不是我能掌握的。
Man can plan, but sometimes our plans cannot reach what are truly going to happen.
那个时候怎么办？
At that time, what should we do?
就是需要神的带领。
We will need the guidance of God.
就需要神的祝福跟保护。
We need God's blessings and His protection.
所以雅各能够平安回来这就是神的看顾跟保护。
So Jacob is able to return back safely. It is due to God's protection. And care.
我们再看三十一章的三十八节。
We turn again to chapter 31, verse 38. Verse 38. These 20 years I have been with you, your ewes and your female goats have not miscarried their young, and I have not eaten the rams of your flock.
到42节。
Through 39. That which was torn by beasts I did not bring to you. I bore the loss of it. You required it from my hand, whether stolen by day or stolen by night. 40. There I was, in the day the drought consumed me, and the frost by night, and my sleep departed from my eyes. 41. Thus I have been in your house 20 years. I served you 14 years for your two daughters and 6 years for the flock, and you have changed my wages 10 times. 42. Unless the God of my father, the God of Abraham, and the fear of Isaac has been with me, surely now you would have sent me away empty-handed. God has seen my affliction and the labor of my hands and rebuked you last night.
这里我们可以看到，虽然神应许要看顾他。
Here we can see that even though the Lord has promised him that he would take care of him,
要祝福他，要带领他回来。
That he would bless him and would bring him back to the land.
但是神的祝福有条件的。
However, God's blessings also carry with him some conditions.
就是人需要尽他的本分。
Which is man needs to do our part.
所以雅各二十年在拉班的家，他真的是尽本分了。
Therefore, in these 20 years, Jacob was doing his part in Laban's household.
所以四十节，白日受干热，黑夜受寒霜，不得合眼。我常常这样。
In verse 40, there I was. In the day, the drought consumed me, and the frost by night, and my sleep departed from my eyes.
人尽了本分，那神就会做他的部分来祝福我。
Man has done his own efforts, and then God will do his part.
所以有时候我们体会不到神的祝福，可能我们本分没有尽。
Sometimes the reason why we cannot experience God's blessings is because we have not done our part.
比方说，如果灵恩会没有人受洗。
For example, if we do not have anyone who gets baptized during the spiritual convocation.
那我们就想啊，圣经说流泪撒种要欢呼收割。
Then we will check again in the Bible, those who sow in tears shall reap in joy.
那为什么没有办法欢呼收割呢？
Then how come we cannot reap in joy?
可能是我们没有流泪撒种。
Perhaps we have not sown in tears.
那如果很尽力的去做。
But if we have exerted all our force,
很用心的去做。
We have done it with our heart.
做我们做得到的。
We have done all we can.
那做不到，神就同工了。
That which cannot be done can be accomplished by God.
那我们就收割了。风欢呼的收割。
Then we can reap in joy.
有时候我们在牧养工作也是这样。
In our pastoral work, it works the same way.
比方说有两个门徒要离开耶路撒冷回到以马忤时。
For example, two disciples were going to return to Jerusalem through Emmaus.
这是信仰的一种退步。
This is a deterioration in the faith.
那怎么办？
What should we do?
后来有一个人要跟他一起走。
Someone else needs to walk with them.
当然就跟他谈话。
And talk with them.
就跟他问问题。
And ask them questions.
一直走下去。
And continue to walk with them.
那走到一个城。
After they walk for some time to a city.
要吃饭的时候。
When they were about to eat lunch.
那这个人拿起饼来祝谢，忽然间他们眼睛开了，发现那个就是主耶稣。
This person break the bread and then hold the cup, and they realize as their eyes were opened that that is the Lord Jesus.
忽然主耶稣不见了。
And later on, the Lord Jesus disappeared.
他就回想，我们刚刚他跟我们讲话的不是心里火热吗？
Then they reflected upon themselves. Hey, just now, when that person was talking to us, weren't our hearts burning?
所以那一天晚上，他们马上回头。
So during that night, they returned immediately.
为什么回头？
Why did they return?
因为有这一个人跟他同行。
Because of the abidance of this person with them.
跟他谈话。
And his conversation with them.
去了解他。
To understand them.
然后跟他谈话，让他心里火热。
To converse with them so that their hearts were once again inflamed.
所以我们今天如果看到一个信徒流失了。
Therefore today, as we see brethren going away.
谁愿意花时间去跟他同行？
Who is willing to spend the time to walk together with him?
这需要时间，需要力量，需要牺牲。
We need the time, we need the strength, and we need our sacrifice.
那在同行当中来跟他谈论神的话。
In our walk with him, we should converse with him with God's words.
在同行当中来为他祷告，求神同工。
In our walk with him, we should continue to pray for him and pray for God's abidance in our holy work.
那如果有人愿意这样做。
And if anyone is willing to do so,
我们就发现神就会同工。
Then we will realize God will abide with us.
忽然间很久不见了就出现了。
Then we will realize that he who has not come for a long time has appeared.
所以神的祝福是有条件的。
Therefore, God's blessings carries with it some conditions.
就是人要做应该做的本分。
It is that we as men need to participate and do our part.
而不是说神会祝福我们，我们大家什么都不要动。
It doesn't mean that God will bless us and let us relax and not do anything.
即使当时的莫迪改跟以斯帖，他们想要拯救以色列百姓。
Actually, during those times, Mordecai and Esther wanted to save the whole Jewish nation.
以斯帖先禁止祷告。
Queen Esther first fasted and prayed.
然后她下一个决心。
Then he made a resolve in her heart.
我要尽我的本分。
I want to do my part.
我去见王，死也没有关系。
I will seek the king, and be it that I perish.
因为莫迪改提醒他，今天你得这个位分，不是为着今天这个事情吗？
Because Mordecai reminded her again that today you hold this position, isn't it for this very purpose?
你如果不做，你要灭亡，这犹太人要从别人得拯救。
If you do not carry this out, you shall perish, but the Israelites will receive salvation from somewhere else.
所以她尽她的本分，就是禁食祷告，然后去见王。
So she has done her part to fast and pray and then to meet the king.
那神就动工了。
Then God worked with her.
就感动王了。
To move the heart of the king.
我就把这个禁令解消，就不杀以色列人了。
To solve this whole issue of killing the Jews.
所以如果教会的工作，我们要得到神的祝福。
So if we want to receive blessings in the holy work in the church.
我们有我们本分应该要做。
We have our duty to do.
然后做到做不到的，神就用他的恩典来补足。
We do our part. That which we cannot do, God will accomplish them for us.
所以雅各在拉班的家，他确实是尽他的本分。
So Jacob was doing his part in Laban's house.
但是他能够把他所得的财产带回来。
But he was able to bring his wealth to bring back.
有一个原因。
There was one reason.
我看四十二节。
Which is stated in verse 42.
若不是我父亲以撒所敬畏的神，亚伯拉罕的神与我同在，你必空工叫我回去。
Verse 42. Unless the God of my father, the God of Abraham, and the fear of Isaac.Had been with me, surely now you would have sent me away empty-handed.
那神看见我的苦情，
God has seen my affliction,
跟我的劳碌，
and the labor of my hands,
就在昨夜责备你，
and rebuked you last night.
所以可见他虽然得到很多的牛羊，
so we can see that even though Jacob has acquired so much livestock,
如果没有神的同在，
without the abundance of God,
如果没有神的怜悯，
without the mercy of God,
他还是空空的回去。
He will come home empty-handed.
什么也带不走。
He cannot bring with him anything.
所以我们的劳碌要有果效。
However, our labor must not be in vain.
这个果效能够持守下去。
The fruit of our labor must persist.
还是需要有神的怜悯。
In order to do that, we still need the mercy of God.
所以我们从这个雅各的故事里面了解。
So from this story of Jacob, we come to understand.
我们的一生确实需要牧养我们的神与我们同在。
That throughout our lifetime, we need our great shepherd, the God that we believe, to protect us.
那到三十一章的末了。
And to the end of chapter 31.
拉班就与雅各立约。
Laban made a covenant again with Jacob.
那他立约也有一个重要的原因。
There was also a big reason for this covenant.
我们看三十三节。
Let us refer to verse 33.Verse 33, and Laban went into Jacob's tent, into Leah's tent, and into the two maids' tents, but he did not find them. Then he went out of Leah's tent and entered Rachel's tent.
好的，三十一章啊，三十，五十三节，对不对？
Sorry, it's verse 53. Verse 53, the God of Abraham, the God of Nahor, and the God of their father judge between us.And Jacob swore by the fear of his father Isaac.
这里拉班跟雅各立约，都有提到神啊。
Laban was making a covenant with Jacob and was mentioning God.
所以他们能够和平的共处，到最后还是因为有神同在。
Therefore, the reason why they can dwell peacefully with one another is the abundance of God.
都是因为出于敬畏神。
Because they fear the Lord.
所以我们今天在家庭里面，在教会里面。
Therefore, today in our family life or in the church,
敬畏神能够让教会合一。
The fear of the Lord will unite the church.
神的同在也能够让家庭合一。
The abundance of God can also unite the family.
所以结论就是我们活着需要神。
The conclusion of all matter is thus, when we are alive, we need God.
所以雅各从最低点到他见法老王的时候，他人生好像是已经到最高点。雅各。他离开家的时候，他是人生的最低点。
Jacob, when he was departing from his family, he was at his lowest point until the end. He reached the highest point.
但是到埃及了，他说差不多最高点。
When he met Pharaoh in Egypt, it was the highest point.
他的名字改作以色列。
His name was changed to Israel.
神的王子。
The Prince of God.
然后他的儿子在埃及当宰相。
Then his son became the prime minister in Egypt.
属世属灵都蒙福气。
He was blessed both materially and spiritually.
因为神与他同在。
Because God abides with him.
唱诗。
Let us sing him.
59首。
Sing hymn number 59. We shall hold our spiritual convocation in the last week of September. Approximately, we still have 3 months of time.
12、13个礼拜。
We have 13 weeks till then.
时间过得非常快。
And time passes pretty quickly.
所以请我们大家带慕道朋友来教会。
So please let everyone bring your friends.To seeking friends to the church.
第二个，请我们每一天为着我们教会的圣工，不只是宣道，也包括牧养工作来代祷。
And secondly, please, in your daily prayer, pray for the holy work in the church as well as evangelical work.
求主保守那已经在主里受洗的。
May the Lord continue to preserve and care for the already baptized.
让他们在天国路能够有力量继续走下去。
That in their path to heaven, they have the strength to continue.
也求主让慕道朋友对神有更深的认识，更活泼的体验。
And let us pray so that God will move our truth-seeking friends so that they can have their lives to experience God.
让我们每天为这个事情来祷告。
Let us pray for these matters daily.
那我们就可以看到神会带领，会祝福。
Then we can see the hand of God to guide us in our holy work.
我们现在最后一起来祷告。
Lastly, we shall pray together.